Intercept.
Hello, the cabin! It's me, Kluber. I message you through Hermits Unite. Hello? That was my bay-breasted warbler call. Like we agreed upon through the site? Or I guess I should say through our unmarked envelopes with no return addresses correspondence through the mail. I don't know about you, but I wrote mine with gloves on. Just out of habit, I guess. So I hope you didn't try to trace my fingerprints. Not that I tried to trace yours. I wouldn't. I didn't. I just... Gets kind of lonely out in the woods. I couldn't believe the sight was real. And I took a real chance. Not too sure about that decision at this point. I'm just going to say this in a general sense and not in a I'm the government way, but I know you're in there. I can see the remnants of smoke from your fire coming from the chimney, and I smelled it from a mile out as I hiked in. I wasn't planning to be covered in so much brush, so I apologize if I look like I'm in deep camo, but the foliage was a lot more dense than I was expecting. My cabin has more beaten trails nearby. Not judging. In fact, I think it is quite a bit safer and more secure this way. Easier to hear intruders. Just harder to traverse. Sorry. Had to try it. That's my warbler call. Am I doing it wrong? Okay, I'm gonna step out into this little clearing just so you can see me. I apologize if I'm at the wrong cabin, but from the riddle you had me solve, this is the closest thing I could see that fits all the clues. And before I step into the clearing, I should tell you that if you plan to harm me, I am unarmed and I left a note in my cabin for my brother, who visits me twice a year. That will give him a general idea where I was headed. So if I get back, I'll just tear that note up. But if you capture or harm me, well, in 6 or 8 months, you may have to answer some questions from the authorities. Okay, here I go. Was that a snowy egret? Was that you? Hello? I mean, either way, that's a win for me. A snowy egret? What a day! Two calls! That was you! So it wasn't you. Okay, I'm gonna take out my binocular. It was you! Two calls means yes? Okay, great. Got pretty excited there about an egret, but also glad to know I made it to the right place. Okay, going to step out. You trapped me? Why? A double fulcrum simple spring snare? To trap me? Not bad. I'll give you that. It's a solid trap. Didn't even see the rope. But why? Are you gonna harm me? One means no? Okay, well that is a relief, I guess. Okay. Whew. Did I just accidentally step into one of your traps? And you couldn't warn me because you're currently only feeling comfortable speaking as a bird? Ah! A knife? Did you just try to kill me with a knife? Okay. Whew. You threw the knife into the tree so I can grab it and cut myself down? Great. That's great. Worth all the hiking. Love a good first aid story. Not the sharpest knife. Hey. Since you two chirped my little first aid joke, maybe you're feeling comfortable enough to speak in a human tongue? I'm losing circulation to my foot to the point where I'm worried about gangrene. Could use some help. help! Ah! An arrow? He just shot the rope with an arrow? Please speak in a non-bird language!
I can't breathe! This is a bit much for me!
As impressive as that shot is from a Robin Hood perspective, I think I'm gonna get going! Yes! I'm going! You could have killed me with that shot! Ah! My foot! Good luck to you! Thanks for getting me down! But I am still giving this 0 stars on Hermits Unite! Gonna send them a letter! No gloves!
Are you tired of store-bought body soap leaving your skin feeling dry and irritated? It's time to make a switch to something better. Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that handmade soap contains glycerin, a natural byproduct of the soap-making process? Glycerin is an excellent skin moisturizer. And here's the secret. Those factory-made soaps remove the glycerin and use it in additional products like lotions and creams. It's a sneaky move to make you buy 2 products when you only need 1. Quality handmade soap that cleans and moisturizes. Say goodbye to dry skin and hello to the perfect soap that cares for your skin the way it deserves. Try Brianna's Handmade Soap today, crafted with love. Visit me at briannasoap.com. That is briannasoap.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
Sorry about all the commotion. It's a madhouse here while we look for this guy. And your friend is in a lot of trouble. When you called, though, you said he's not the guy?
That's right. There's no way he could be doing any of this.
Well, I appreciate your loyalty to your friend, but that happens pretty frequently. And more often than not, the friend isn't quite who you thought they were.
Sorry to barge in, Lieutenant.
Not now, Detective.
I know, but we gotta get out there. And you said the undercover agent had to be perfect. Well, Sarkowski just called out sick, so I'm playing from behind. I don't want to mess it up, but is this what you had in mind?
Overalls, straw hat. That's great. Lose the t-shirt and, for the love of God, lose the dress shoes. Barefoot. Now get to it.
But, Lieutenant, the t-shirt is...
Now!
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Sorry about that. Like I said, madhouse. Look, we don't have much time, so what makes you think it's not your friend?
I didn't say he's my friend, just that he's not the right guy.
He's not your friend?
I went to school with him, but he didn't have too many friends.
Well, that fits the profile of someone that would drive around and kidnap people.
Yeah, but he's harmless. People mostly picked on him because he has emotional concerns.
Look, I don't have time for this. Loner, picked on, that fits the profile. Hostility towards society. What did you mean by emotional concerns?
He just has a bunch of things that set him off, like if people shot spit wads.
Okay, look, we don't have time for this. You may not think that we know what we're doing, but we've been tracking down guys like this for a long time. And you wouldn't believe how many times their violent tendencies come from things like being picked on in school, being shot with spit wads. Now, if you wouldn't mind...
I didn't say they shot him with spit wads. Just when anyone started to shoot spit wads at all, he'd put his hands up next to his head and move his eyes back and forth and pretend to ring like a cuckoo clock. Cuckoo, cuckoo, just back and forth.
And then they'd pick on him for that?
I mean, kind of. Everyone would laugh, but a group of people laughed and made him stick out his arms and pretend they were a gator's mouth. He'd chomp his hands up and down and walk around and say, "That's a gator. Gator's got to eat. That's a gator." And so people kind of laughed at him and with him because they like seeing the gator hands eat.
Well, that is it.
Okay, Lieutenant. T-shirt off, barefoot, overalls on, got the hat. I think I'm ready.
Okay, I think that'll work, Detective. What is that tattoo on your deltoid? What does that say?
I don't think you're allowed to ask me that, Lieutenant, and that's why I have the t-shirt.
Religion is for saps? Why would you get that tattooed on your body? And why in such a bold and perfect typeface?
Again, I don't think you can ask
You're going undercover as a swamp guy. You can't go out there with that. God damn it, detective. Cover it with some axle grease or get Blair to cover it with some gauze and duct tape and maybe a handkerchief with some blood on it. In fact, get some grease all over your whole body. Why do you have no body hair?
I'm a swimmer, sir.
This is the best we can do. Somebody find Sarkowski.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
What a day. Now, you said your friend did gator hands when people laughed?
That's right. Like I said, he had a whole bunch of little tics like that, but they were all harmless.
I want you to watch something here on my phone.
I can't really see anything. It's too dark.
No, look closer. You can clearly see a van pull up, then pull away. Shortly after that, who comes walking out of the shadows doing gator arms? Walking like a gator?
I can't really tell who it is, but that does look like how he does his gator arms. But I don't think he's walking like a gator. That's a walk he does called sassy horse when he sees someone spit chewing tobacco.
Sassy horse?
Yeah, it looks kind of like a gator how he moves his hind end back and forth real slow. But it's sassy horse. I can't say for sure it's him, though, because it's so dark. Is that the abandoned warehouse district? He'd sometimes go down there to do cartwheels if someone said the word lollipop.
It is. And it is your friend. The suspect dropped the victim at an underground gator farm in one of the abandoned warehouses. He didn't know there was a crowd gathered to watch an illegal gator fight. Luckily, they saved the victim before the gators got to him, and they also ID'd your friend. They weren't able to ID the driver, but they did get a partial plate. We think your friend knows the driver and is working with him.
I think he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Can you play it again? And can you enhance the audio?
Enhance the audio? You think we're a space program or something?
Well, I can enhance it with my audio enhancer app from Broadside.
Your what?
Just play the audio and I can clean it up.
Uh-huh.
All right. Overalls, check. Hat, check. Barefoot, check. Grease, check. Tattoo cover, check. And what do you think about this for my character's voice? Y'all know there's some gators around, y'all.
No, no, it's got to be more. Say, child, hoo-wee, there's a gator around here looking to wrestle the mighty hot. Why are you all shiny?
Oh, you said put grease on my body, so I greased up.
I said axle grease. Is that body oil? You're just all shiny. And why is the bandana around your arm tied in a bow?
That's a good question, Racha.
Normal.
Oh, I thought keeping the word religion might be good, so I used the bandana to cover is for saps. No good?
No, not good. You think a swamp guy who goes to illegal gator fights would have the word religion tattooed in Arial font bold on his shoulder?
Hey, sorry, but I think I got it cleaned up a little. Here, listen. Sassy gator, that's new. I think there's also something when the van drives away. I'll see if I can clean that up.
You did that with an app?
Oh, the app I know is appetite. I sure woke up thinking about crawfish. Woo-wee, right-cha.
No, you don't say right-cha right after. Woo-wee, it's got to be. Woo-wee, that's a mighty heaping of crawfish. Make me want to strum my guitar with the gator foot and slap my leg. Woo-wee.
No one really talks like that down here.
You don't know the underground gator fight world.
Hey, Lieutenant, we got a match back on this partial plate. The van is registered to, and get this.
Okay, here we go. Listen.
What's about to happen to them?
Was that?
I must have more grease in my ears than a suckle pig on a spit. But that sounded to me like...
Sarkowski. And get this, the van is registered to Otis Sarkowski, his father, who also had a lease years back on the warehouse where the gators were.
Oh, Jesus. So Sarkowski and his dad are potentially running this gator farm, and they ran out of food and started kidnapping people to feed them.
Yeah, it looks like that's the new direction this case has taken.
So my friend is safe?
It looks like it. Seems like he was just doing sassy gator at the wrong place at the wrong time.
And I guess we won't need me undercover anymore.
Yeah, that's the biggest loss. We'll get over it. Go scrub that oil off your body.
I think I'll leave it.
Fine. I'd rather never see that tattoo again, though.
I don't see why you would. Can I keep this hat?
Everybody out. Get to work.
This is coffee as it is, and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at bridgeportcoffeeroasters.com.
Your facilities here, they're impressive.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to visit. It hasn't been easy.
I'm sympathetic. I know how hard VR can be to iron out. The fatalities were a tough obstacle for you to overcome.
They definitely were. Participants kept dying of shock upon exit. Long-term immersion virtual reality experiences, I remain optimistic in their feasibility. But the overhead costs, the staff on hand, and even just the cost of catheters for participants, we had to shift our focus for a moment.
Well, that's why I'm here. Excited to see what you have in store. Excited to learn a bit more about virtual reality. You say this experience is more streamlined?
That's right. Here, go ahead and place this on your head so that it's comfortable. Then, when you're ready, pull the screen down in front of your eyes.
Okay, getting it set. Well, it's comfortable. Okay, here we go. It looks exactly the same. Is this just clear glass? I was expecting a little more, razzle-dazzle.
Now, look straight up.
Okay.
Now back down.
Whoa, okay, here we go. It's blank white. So now what? Do I fight bad guys, or should I draw something?
You could. The options are endless. You mentioned wanting to learn more about virtual reality. Think about that.
Okay, just a moment. Just trying to focus on exactly what I want
to
learn.
Scale, we need to affix plot points. But just how many points do you need in the 3D space? And along which axis? Call this direction theta. If we move along it, does the horizon change? Now say we want to turn and enter the door on the right.
It feels like I'm hovering over them in the lab. This is incredible.
That's the idea. The search engine is essentially your brain. And any search you think of not only immediately appears, but you are immersed in it as if you were there.
Amazing.
Say you want to learn about welding a sidecar onto a 1929 BMW motorcycle.
Two-cylinder boxer engine with a 735cc displacement had an output power of 24 horsepower available at 4,000 RPM and a curb weight of 152 kilograms or 335 pounds. This model could hit a top speed of 120.
How did you know that's something I was interested in? It's like I'm in the garage. Seeing all this, it's like I'm there. I mean, this would revolutionize learning.
That's the idea. And we knew you had some curiosity about it because having a general idea of our client's interests is vital for building up the database for a project like this. But that takes some capital up front.
Ah, now we're getting to it.
If you can look to your left, I've prepared some visuals to show how quickly this can scale and when we expect to make a profit.
Absolutely. I am loving what I'm seeing so far.
Half the weight of the bike. Remember, this is a three-speed. First gear is at a ratio of 2.83 to 1, which is pretty tall. So a lighter sidecar is going to be...
Sorry, what is that in the distance?
Oh, yeah, well, we're still working that out. So far, we refer to it as a chirp. The downside to people having access to this much information so easily is that rather than share it, they seem to be compelled to... argue about it?
You mind if I check it out?
Yeah, if you'd like. Okay. I wouldn't recommend it.
Wow, this is really something.
We're not wild about it, but with a little more time, we can definitely work out these things.
I have full confidence you will. Now, let's see these future projections. This is exactly what I'm looking to invest in. Actually, can you give me a second?
Yeah.
A 1924 BMW bike had 24 horsepower, you idiots! Can't hurt. Had to try it, right?
Yeah. So, if you'd like to look over here, you can see that we'll be profitable by...
The gear ratio is 2.8, but you morons wouldn't know that. Sorry, I'm listening.
Right. So you can see our projections would have us...
Well, you didn't go! Oh, my chest! I can't feel my left arm!
Yes. Okay. Emotional response while in the system can be a lot stronger than normal. Just be careful.
I can't breathe!
It's a two-cylinder boxer!
Oh, God, my chest is caving in!
Okay, let's get this off of you. Just keep in mind we let all of our medical staff go due to costs. Please stay calm. Come on back to normal life.
You're right. You're right, I'm sorry. You can spot weld a bracket!
And he's gone. No pulse. Well, we tried, everyone. Back to the drawing board. Can someone call an ambulance? Right. No one else is here. Okay, well, I'll do it.
Hi there, Brianna again, the owner of Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that most mass-produced soaps contain animal byproducts like lard, tallow, and stearic acid? My commitment to animal welfare is evident in every product I make. Everything is vegan, meaning that I do not use any animal-based ingredients. My business is also certified cruelty-free, refraining from any animal testing. Beyond skincare, I actively support organizations that reduce animal suffering. With each purchase, 5% goes directly to farm animal sanctuaries. Brianna's Handmade Soap prioritizes kindness over cruelty. Please visit me at briannasoap.com. That is BRIANNASOAP.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
Mr. Carnacle, before I start, I just have to tell you, we buy all your family's products. I mean, we had to take our dog to the vet recently, and the vet said we couldn't feed him just Carnacle pig ears. That's how many ears we was buying.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. They're delicious ears.
They sure are. But I guess don't let your dog eat only pig ears. Our guy is in the ICU right now getting fixed up.
I wasn't aware that they had ICUs for dogs. I'm glad he's getting the care he needs. Is that why you're calling? You want my help praying to the Dillo to help your dog?
Oh, no. No, we're all prayed up over here. Like I said, we buy all your products. I'm wearing the Dillo pendant. Bought us the dang statue of the Dillo. Got it over the mantle. All the paintings, even the do-it-yourself ones, the neon ones, the glow-in-the-dark ones. Got the Dillo praying pulpit kit set up in the living room. All the candles. Can't tell you how many robes I got. I get in that dang pulpit and preach and pray.
Well, you've certainly gone all out, and my family appreciates your business. It sounds like you've done just about all you can to care for your furry friend. Well, if that's all, I wish you farewell and pray to the Dillo for your pet.
That wasn't all. Actually, look, the reason I was calling was, well, like I said, I've been praying and a-praying and, but how do you get rid of the anger?
Well, sure, you're angry that your dog is not well.
And a million other things. I keep an open tub full of grain out in my garage, and when I feel it, I go out there and punch away on that grain while I pray to the Dillo. But it just doesn't go away.
Friends, the Covenant of the Armadillo welcomes everyone. All are welcome, but it is not an easy road. You must pray. That's the start. But you also must breathe it into action. It sounds like you're doing that with the grain, but are you saying, as you punch the grain, are you calling out, I really need this?
Yes, as loud as I can. The other night I seen a man wearing earrings on TV, and I went out to beating that grain with everything I had. And I was saying, make the world make sense! Stop all this sin! I need this!
I need this isn't the same as I really need this.
Dang it. You know, I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't doing it right.
Maybe we should take another caller and see if anyone else has come across this hurdle. It sounds like a plateau on the second tier of the spiritual journey that many members of the Covenant stumble upon. Go ahead, Dillo brother or Dillo sister. How do you breathe your prayers to the Dillo into action?
Hi, sure. Dude, why are you calling into a radio show when your dog is in the ICU? Shouldn't you be there comforting him?
He barely speaks English.
But he needs you more than you need some stranger to stop wearing earrings.
Now let's keep this calm and civil. This is a place for members of the Covenant of the Dillo to come together and learn about this precious faith.
Let's just go away! I really need this!
You're just here to hawk your crappy products to make yourself even wealthier. You don't even care about him. You're just happy he buys all your stuff.
Great stuff, and you shut your mouth. I really need this.
If you're going to continue with this negative approach, I'm afraid I'll have to discontinue
our call. Look what you're doing to this man. Do you have no soul? No conscience? You're selling him on a magical little animal that can be everywhere at the same time and solve all his problems.
He's a very powerful creature, and you'd understand that if you'd read the scrolls.
The scrolls written by an armadillo. Okay, who was born underwater. Who can fly. It's insane.
Mr. Carnacle, this tub isn't getting it done. Oh, great Dillo, please make this race go away. I really need this.
I'm here for you, friend. But I think we may have discovered why your prayers aren't working. Did you just say tub?
The prayers aren't working because you're praying to a tiny land mammal that moves at like 30 miles per hour at the absolute fastest, who can't fly or breathe underwater or write in cursive. Your anger probably comes from your father or not following your dreams.
Ah! I'm sorry, sir. We tried the Carnacle Barrel, but it leaked water all over the garage and drowned one of our rabbits. So I had to switch to the Tennyson tub.
Well, I'm very disappointed to hear that.
He's disappointed that you didn't buy his barrel. Not that your rabbit died, or that your dog is in the ICU. Only his money. You're mad because the world is full of unpredictability. Tigers born with white stripes. Snakes born with two heads. The world is full of mutations and abnormalities. And humans come in all varieties. The variations are part of who we are as a species. What if, instead of being furious that everyone doesn't think and act and dress exactly how you want them to, what if you just try to love and understand them?
Sir, I'll get rid of this tub and try that Carnacle Barrel again. I probably just got a bad one.
That's wonderful to hear. And it's going to be very good for your salvation.
You gotta be kidding me. Are you...
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
Well, thanks for coming down. That was nice of you to stick up for your friend, and your app really helped open up the space.
Yeah, you should look into downloading it. Free from Broadside. Just have to give him a DNA sample.
That's great. We'll look into it. Thanks for coming in. Shoot, that app gonna help us solve more cases than a six-toed bloodhound that smelled him some honey bacon in the backwoods, right, Chahio?
You talking about that app gonna help us solve them cases like a crawl that ever got his claws wrapped onto a chunk of gator meat down raw deep in the shell? What, huh? Right here?
Picking my finger for a blood sample to download that free app right here. Hoo-wee! Make them gators spin their heads and clap their hands like my granddaddy playing a harmonica now.
Ooh, like a banjo strumming water, boat sliding over the water with them.
Get out.
Yes, sir.